There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, school is out. Now it's back in. Oh, man, that was the shortest summer break ever. Thanks a lot, Superdome.
Aw, man.
Yeah. No, we're going to dive in momentarily into the adventures of Hoofnagel the Science Cat. And teach everybody, because Hoofnagel is a great teacher. He's trying to live by example, teach us by example, how to address bullies that sound like ducks. And we'll get into that momentarily. I just want to add something in here. Sayer G. from Green Med Info sent me a link. It was kind of like a petition. And, you know, I don't do many of these petitions, but if Sayer G. throws it out there from Green Med Info, I'm going to look more seriously at it, definitely. And it's a petition related to the use of vaccine, but particularly one that is dealing with the rotavirus. Remember that wonderful guy? What's his name out of Pennsylvania? He wants 10,000 vaccines.
Paul Offit?
Yeah, exactly. Offit, right? So they're really promoting this in India now. And there's a petition to try and roll that thought form back to say, hey, wait a minute here. You know how many people are getting harmed by this thing? I mean, this is intussusception, they say. Intussusception. This is why they had to withdraw it and then reformulate it, bring it back out again. Again, this is something when you talk about childhood diarrhea, we can address that so readily, so easily, so simply with homeopathic medicine, with probiotics, with silver hydrosol, for instance, and eventually copper hydrosol as well. But, you know, to have this vaccine out there in India, this is literally another targeting of population reduction, in my opinion. The continued expansion of the vaccine program. And that includes the dunderheaded Democrats of California with their promotion of SB 277. As we were talking last hour with Caitlin, and she said they're finding that most of these politicians are claiming that they didn't know that the people of California can't sue vaccine manufacturers if their children are harmed or killed. As if that's a good excuse. Oh, I didn't know you could sue. It's like the fact that you would have to tells you that it's dangerous. The Supreme Court has acknowledged the danger of vaccines. And everything from that. Yet, we simply acknowledge what other doctors, scientists, and parents are saying here, or have witnessed ourselves or experienced ourselves. And that we are yelled at. We are denigrated. We don't accept the denigration, but they'll attempt to, by the so-called skeptics. We call them the pseudo-skeptics. Now we're learning from Hoofnagel, the Science Cat, that they're being called the skept-ducks. And reporting on that is the voice. I guess you're the official spokesperson for Hoofnagel the Cat because his English is not that good. But Super Don, my humble and lovable producer.
Yes. Well, it's been an interesting, I would say, 48 hours in the life and adventure of Hoofnagel. And this all originated from an article that he posted last week in regard to a posting by David Gorski.
Mm-hmm.
And Gorski had gone after people who feel and believe that things that are natural are better than things that are man-made, chemicals and synthetic varieties of things. Gorski, in his article, used a cartoon that said that not everything that is natural is healthy for you. Arsenic and sharks are natural, and they're not healthy. What Hoofnagel did was he pointed out the logical fallacy, basically a straw man argument that's presented in that cartoon. if you go by the definition of a straw man argument, which all of these guys, these skeptics and, you know, people use,
mm-hmm.
you can't have a better example of a straw man argument than that. I mean, a straw man argument just misrepresents the position of the opposition in order to make their argument more easily defeatable.
So Super Don, and that's pretty clear. If I were to say we prefer to eat more natural foods, even though you and I know there's no definition of that, but maybe they'll say organic. All right, so I say, well, I'd rather eat organically grown foods, for instance. Then somebody like the Skepduck would come out and say, organic is not that good because, hey, chlorine is organic. Or, sharks are organic, right?
Yes, not, avalanches are organic. Yeah. Hurricanes are natural. I mean, they are natural. But that doesn't mean that somebody who likes to eat natural food also wants to be run over by an avalanche because it's natural. It's just dumb. Right. It just didn't make any sense.
We've never claimed that here.
Hoofnagel got on Twitter, and he pointed that out. Here comes the skeptics, right? Or skepducks, excuse me.
Yes.
Apologies to Hoofnagel. So they jump into the fray here, and they start going after the fact that they say it's not a logical fallacy. Well, lo and behold, here comes this person I've never heard of before, never met before. His name's Bernie Simon. Mm-hmm. And he jumps into the argument as well, and he starts defending the fact that that was a straw man argument. And it goes on and on, and I went to bed Friday night, and I got up Saturday morning, and I look on Twitter, and this has been going on all night. And I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. Something's going here. Progressed throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And then, last night, I'm sitting here reading everything that is going on. And one of the guys, he's actually written into the show. He goes by on Twitter as Be Rational.
B-E-E, like a buzzing bee. Right. Yeah, we've interacted with him, and sometimes he borderlines on rational, but a lot of times he doesn't.
Right. Well, what's rational? You know, in your own world, you know, rational is what it means to you, but I just point out the fact that he's sitting there just cannot figure out how that is a straw man argument. And so that Hoofnagel goes on to, progresses here and says, you know what, this really actually makes you a crank. And, air stands on you. Because the word crank is one of the words that they claim ownership to.
Right, they love calling us cranks and things.
Crank is somebody who just will deny logic and is stubborn and will not change their mind. Well, that makes him a crank. He cannot acknowledge the fact that it's a straw man argument. He got all offended. Oh, my goodness, what do you mean I'm a crank? So Hoofnagel put him aside, and then he focused on this other dude, okay? And how this, it was just absolutely amazing what Hoofnagel did here. Hoofnagel goes on to say to this guy, he says, true cranks will just stubbornly go on, and he gave an example of, nope, grass isn't green, nope. Because that's what this guy was doing. All he was doing was saying, no fallacy detected. Nope. Yeah. Not a straw man. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Deny.
Hoofnagel then says, well, I think maybe this ought to be considered the Black Knight fallacy. And if you remember in the Holy Grail, the Black Knight, where, the king cuts his arm off. He's like, that's just a flesh wound. No, I'm fine. No problem. Yes. He cuts the other arm off. I'm going to get you. That's what this guy's doing. He's been proven wrong. And this guy's like, no, I don't see it.
Right.
So Hoofnagel then goes on and he says, he puts this picture of Picard, and Picard is saying, this is why we make fun of people like you. This guy takes offense to that, and he comes back with, ad hom, mate. Now, for people who don't know about the list of fallacies that these guys have come up with, it's short for ad hominem. Which basically, it's like a personal attack that has nothing to do with the argument. It's just something, a personal attack that has no relevance.
Well, it's irony here, because they goad you into, they want you to get emotional and just lash out. And then they say they got you, right? They got you. They play this emotional gotcha game, the skeptic. So
what this guy didn't realize was Hoofnagel had gotcha'd him. Because the previous statement he was calling an ad hominem attack.
Right.
Was something that Hoofnagel had taken verbatim by his namesake, Mark Hoofnagel, who is the inventor and the author of the term denialism. So he took one of the leading skeptics' lines of true cranks will stubbornly go on, and used that against this skeptic, and this skeptic pointed out the fact that that's an ad hominem fallacy. He nailed Mark Hufnagel for using an ad hominem.
Listen, this is schooling. This is serious schooling by Hufnagel the Cat. By the way, if you haven't followed Hufnagel Cat on Twitter, I encourage you to do so. It's at Hufnagel C. Nagel, N-A-G-L-E, and a capital C.
Yeah.
You can search him on Twitter to learn.
Basically, to boil it all down, what happened was Hufnagel used the skeptic's language against the skeptic. The skeptic then pointed out the fact that that language has a fallacy in it. And then Hufnagel then says, well, hey, I appreciate you pointing out the ad hom fallacy that originated with the authority on denialism. And
boy,
this guy's just like, oh, okay, you're getting tiresome, F off or be blocked. And then Hufnagel says, well, of course you're going to deny it and redefine the terms now that you've been exposed as a crank.
Oh, no.
So what does the guy do? He comes back with an ad hominem attack and says, a child could produce better ad hom than you, and he blocked him.
Wow. And you've got that image up there for everybody to see now.
So yet again, what we have seen is when you take these guys and come
we gotta put this to music.
Stuff, when you come at them with their own stuff, they have no defense. And it's interesting, if you go on Twitter,
can we put this to music? We're out of time here. If I don't put this to music, we won't get to hear it.
All right, well, yes. This is what Hufnagel now likes to play after he makes one of these guys run away.
Look at the kept up he is running away. Oh, poor kept up. Look at the kept up he is running away. Oh, poor kept
up. There you go.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You've exposed them like nobody's business. Nobody has ever done that, Super Don. Hufnagel the Science Cat's amazing.
Start doing it, folks. It works.
Yeah, if you want to learn from the best, just follow him on Twitter or on Facebook. You can find Hufnagel. He's linked up. I hope he's linked up in the show notes. If not, we'll add him in. Joe Biden, Vice President's son, died of brain tumor in his 40s. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Then Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't mess with a science cat. Yeah. Rare. They'll get you. Hoofnail's amazing, Superdyne. I really want to do something more where we can teach our friends out there in whatever sphere they operate, because there are a lot of good people that are doing good work, but they really aren't schooled in how to deal with those skepducks. Yeah, the way that Hoofnagel is. So
it's just perspective. I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. That's all it is just looking at what it is that you've been doing that hasn't worked, that so many people have been doing that isn't working, figuring out mm-hmm. why it's not mm-hmm. working, and just taking it to a different level.
It's masterful. It's masterful.
I really hope people can look at what Hoofnagel's doing and just emulate what he's doing.
Don't get drawn into a firefight, with those folks. You just want to utilize what they're throwing at you and do some kung fu, jiu-jitsu or aikido, whatever it is, where you grab it and just send it right back to them. And it's just amazing as you watch these bullies run for cover from a cat. From a cat, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Hey, condolences to the family of Bo Biden, Joe's son. I believe he was in his 40s, 46 years old, just died, what they say, of a brain tumor. I couldn't find information, maybe you have it, about what treatments he was undergoing for this. But as I was listening to his life, his life, of interesting, when he was a kid, he was in a car accident. So his mother died, one of his siblings died. And so, just because you're a part of the wealthy elite or, a political elite, it doesn't necessarily mean you have an easy life. But I found what was most intriguing to me, and this was prior to the diagnosis of this brain tumor that he evidently died from, Bo Biden, 46 years old, son of Vice President Joe Biden, that in 2008 he went to Iraq. He went to Iraq and served as a judge advocate general, JAG, at that time, because he's an attorney general kind of guy, lawyer guy, and he was attorney general of Delaware for a number of years as well. And then, what happens in Iraq? 2008. Chemical munitions, depleted uranium? What vaccinations did they inject into Bo Biden at that point in time that may have precipitated the rise of this brain tumor? Again, I don't know, but that was what occurred to me as I was watching this man's life, the history, what happened, what did he do, when. There was no evidently diagnosis of a brain lesion at that time prior to his tour of duty as a JAG in Iraq. Again, if you protect, you truly say you protect the troops, you want to protect them, bring them home. Bring them home, and once they get home, provide cannabis to them. How often have we mentioned on this show in the last couple of years at least the role of CBD, the role of THC, the entire plant for that matter, in reversing brain cancer as well as other cancers? In fact, in Unlock the Power to Heal, Ty Bollinger and I reference the science that is already known, a science, right? Peer-reviewed literature acknowledging the pathways of how this may work in inducing apoptosis of cancer cells and other things. There's no, the thing is, it happens to the elite families, it happens to the wealthy families. The question is, when will they acknowledge the horrific way our troops are being treated? In preparation for the battle, during the battle, and then afterwards. All of it just an absolute disaster. And of course, a brain tumor goes beyond PTSD. But in this case, the question is, what was he exposed to that may have precipitated it? Maybe he had a brain injury from childhood. But, of course, it doesn't necessarily have to manifest as a brain tumor unless, epigenetically, you're exposed to certain things in the environment, Super Don.
Yeah, and, I mean, this is especially tragic. I mean, really, Biden, you don't agree with him on politics. We can say what you want, but he's a fellow human being. And this is really, according to the article here, this is the second tragic loss for Joe Biden, whose first wife and 13-month-old daughter were killed in a car accident in 1972. And coincidentally, Bo Biden and his brother, Hunter, were also injured in that same crash, but they survived.
Yeah.
So this is really, it's too bad. It's too bad. But like you said, there are things that can be done out there. And mm-hmm. when you let these skeptic knuckleheads that are running the show try and squash those things, and not allow those things to be brought to the forefront or studied or legitimized because it contradicts the science, this is part of the reason why we need to start going after these guys.
Well, and this is where a Joe Biden could step out and say, this federal suppression of cannabis science or experimentation is outrageous. Could his son have been saved? I don't know. But that's a question I want scientists to be able to, legitimate ones, to be able to ask, to explore, as we've referenced the exploration and the validation of the use of that plant in cancer, and that includes brain cancer. We'll be back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Republican Senator Rand Paul, he says that he believes these programs are illegal and unconstitutional, and he says he's ready to block this from happening again tomorrow. He's both against the extension of the Patriot Act, but also this House passed bill, unless, he says, significant changes are made to weaken the government's surveillance powers. He tweeted out just moments ago, "There has to be another way. We must find it together. So tomorrow, I will force the expiration of the NSA illegal spy program."
Sounds like it's going to be a messy day in Washington for sure.
All right, today's the day, the 31st of May, Rand Paul versus the NSA. How many times can I rhyme in that one? Well, joining us now with an update of what we have to look forward to. Is this the fall of the Patriot Act, or at least the most onerous parts of it? Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. He's with us usually every week with Jonathan Ebord on our Thursday Sacred Fire of Liberty episode, and he's come out of weekend retirement to join us here. Norm, thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
This is a big day, is it not, in the Senate?
Well, it's very hot in Washington, D.C., and it's going to get even hotter in a few few hours because the Senate reconvenes, comes back from the Memorial Day vacation a day early for this is such a rare occurrence to have a Sunday session. And the reason is, as your listeners all recall, they adjourned last week without having the without doing a Patriot Act reauthorization, thanks to groups like Campaign for Liberty and, of course, Senator Rand Paul. And so they're coming back in to try to pass something. But it looks like they're not going to be able to pass it tonight because Senator Paul is not backing down. He has said he will object to any attempt to move a Patriot Act debate through with reauthorization through without time to debate and amend the bill, so it expires at midnight, and then that leads to that'll be very interesting to see what the next move is when after this happens.
You know, I find many layers of interest here in discussing this with you, Norm. One of which is, you know, the perspective from you worked side by side with Ron, his dad, Ron Paul, for many years. And many people have said, well, Rand's not Ron. He's kind of compromised in certain ways or things. But on this particular issue, I am seeing his father just, you know, the stance on principle coming through very loud and clear.
It is. It's I think it really does show that the difference between kind of for Rand his strategic moves versus his unwillingness to compromise on his core beliefs. I mean, I think you also see that with his recent calling out the neocons and the warmongers on to hold them accountable for the blowback in the form of ISIS that came from their mistaken, careless interventions in the Mideast over the past decade, is that while he is willing to, at times, do what he feels he needs to do to be to maintain a certain level of acceptance and make certain people in the Republican Party who aren't comfortable with the full libertarian message, liberty message, comfortable with him. When it comes right down to it, and it comes to an issue of core principle, civil liberties, limited government, a sensible constitutionalist foreign policy. He's not going to compromise on those, and he's going to stand up and fight and go to the mat for it. I think we're seeing. Well, that's what we're seeing this week with Rand, and I think that the people seem to be responding very well to it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I want to get to that, but let's do a first compare and contrast here with another presidential candidate, although I don't know if he's official yet, and even if he is, how official is he really? Jeb Bush and his perspective on what Rand Paul is doing in stopping certain onerous provisions of the Patriot Act and the NSA from continuing by standing his ground in the Senate today. Let's hear from Jeb Bush on this issue.
The Patriot Act has kept us safe, plain and simple. The metadata program has kept us safe, plain and simple. There's been no violation of civil liberties, and protecting the homeland has to be one of the first and most important obligations for people that are serving in Washington, D.C., and I hope that the Patriot Act is renewed.
Now, he goes on to basically say, in a polite way, that Rand Paul is wrong on this issue. What of the people versus the Republican Party, or are there other Republicans saying, Rand, you know, you're right on this issue, and I want to stand with you?
Right. Well, I think with Jeb Bush, I mean, you know, his father was the,
his brother.
His brother. There's too many Bushes.
I agree. We can do with less shrubbery.
It's tough to keep them straight, but his brother was, of course, the person who passed the Patriot Act, and I think it's, you know, people who question, you know, libertarians who say, well, Rand thought enough like his father, and then neocons and others who say, well, Rand's too much like his father, I think that there'll be an interesting mirror of that debate if and when Jeb gets in, as to how much he's like his brother and his father, and how much his brother and his father are like each other, and which one Jeb's closer to, and the whole family dynamics there. But I think what you just saw is Jeb is unwilling to a disturbing sign that Jeb, like so many of the Republican Party, have not learned from the examples of the past learned the lessons of the past 14 years, which is that these provisions haven't really kept us safe at all. People say, well, they're an arrow in the quiver, or however the phrase is. But if you never shoot the arrow, why is the arrow needed? And if the arrow is something that could be abused and used against innocent people, why do you need that arrow? And something that Senator Paul said in Time magazine, and actually something that I made this point on the Ron Paul Liberty Report on Friday, which is that if you want to compromise on liberty and security, I can suggest a compromise. It's called the Fourth Amendment, which says the government can wiretap, it can collect data, it can look at your internet usage, it can do all that. All it has to do is have some reason, some probable cause to go to an independent Article III court and get a warrant saying that, yes, there's a legitimate reason for them to look at this person's information. And for people who say, well, you're out of date, first of all, there's no expiration date on the Bill of Rights. And secondly, again, look at the 9/11 Commission. The 9/11 Commission and every other expert who's looked at what happened before the 9/11 attacks has said it wasn't data collection, wasn't the problem. The problem was they weren't using their data. So maybe if they were back to focusing on actually gathering information instead of just let's on people who could be targets and trying to build a case for probable cause to do some surveillance, as opposed to just we'll just collect everything and see if we spot a terrorist somewhere. They might actually be more efficient at doing their jobs, and maybe someone like the guy who shot up the Draw Mohammed thing in Garland, Texas a few weeks ago, and was openly bragging on Facebook and Twitter, maybe they would have the resources and manpower to devote to investigating him.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, if we're standing against the Patriot Act here, as Rand Paul is doing in the Senate, question I have, and I do remember when they attacked his father, Ron, calling him anachronistic, or were they calling the Constitution anachronistic when he actually quoted it and, you know, mentioned ways to deal with things in a modern context with that document that supposedly is enforced, but it's questionable at this point with the Patriot Act. And I loved your statement of compromise. How about the Fourth Amendment? Have you tried that in a while?
Yes. It's just an old-fashioned thing. And of course, ironically, this week I don't want to get into, and I'm sure you don't either, want to get into the potentially sordid details, but it is sort of ironic that this week we saw just 2 days before this, before 2:15 was coming up being voted on, was the Speaker of the House at the time. At the time of the Patriot Act renewal,
Dennis Hastert,
Dennis Hastert. Part of that was that it expanded the money laundering rules and the rules about structuring, where if you take out large cash transactions but are just below the amount that the bank is required to file a Bank Secrecy Act report on, which is very.
It came back to beat former Speaker House Dennis Hastert on the butt, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. That's actually where he was because it was a law that he enthusiastically worked to pass that he's now being charged with violating, and it's odd. It happened 3 or 4 days before the Senate reconvened to debate these very types of issues. I mean, the Bank Secrecy Act law isn't part of it, but it still is.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting little one of those interesting little weird twists that history sometimes throws.
It's very, very perceptive of you, Norm. Yeah, we didn't intend to cover that on the air, but I like the way you tied the two together. And of course, why is Dennis Hastert in trouble? Well, you could say because of this bank secrecy issue, but in reality, of course, he evidently had improper relations with a I guess, a young man or a boy at the time. I don't know exactly when he was a coach.
Yeah.
And now he's been caught paying that guy off for his silence. By pulling out lots of money, they said, oh, well, you can't do that. He pulls out less money. He's still busted based on that. Now, question, as we move on here, we just got about a minute or so to go. Are there allies in the Senate for Rand Paul tonight as he stops this Patriot Act renewal?
Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of allies, but we do have liberal Ron Wyden of Democrat from Oregon, and he is standing with Rand, and I think Martin Hendricks from New Mexico, I believe another liberal Democrat, is also standing with Rand. Although, of course, New Mexico, I think, has a pretty strong libertarian flavor to some of their politics. Of course, Gary Johnson was their governor for a number of years, and they just passed a civil asset forfeiture a bill, either eliminating or limiting civil asset forfeiture. So they're
okay.
So it's not necessarily a surprise.
We are out of time, and I know we're going to report on this if you're available Thursday with Jonathan Emord as we go to the Sacred Fire of Liberty. But I appreciate you coming on this weekend with us to kind of preview what's going to happen tonight, Norm. So you take care. We'll talk to you again this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, back with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Holy cow, where did the holes in Swiss cheese come from? Yeah, I know, from there to there. Well, that's what we do. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, where's Cheryl Atkinson when you need her on that story? Thanks to Norm Singleton as well on that. Yeah, I was just thinking about that whole, it's a sordid, you know, story if there ever was one, with Dennis Hastert, who was the Speaker of the House during the passage of Patriot Act post 9/11. And yet, it's alleged that he's been paying off a guy that he had improper relationships with when he was a boy, I think, or something. I don't know age range, but here's my point, Cheryl Atkinson, or whoever wants to grab a hold of this story, not for salaciousness, but for what did the Speaker of the House do? Who knew about it? And how might they have, let's say, twisted his votes or the way he ran the House, the Speaker, as Speaker, all those years? Because if he wanted to suppress, which evidently he did by pulling out tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, to pay off this guy to keep quiet.
Right.
You know the NSA knows this stuff. Again, coming back to the Patriot Act, busted on the Bank Secrecy Act for this. And how many decisions did he make? How many ways did he run the House that could have been manipulated by those who knew, had pictures of him or something about that? That's a huge story, number three for the
presidency.
Well,
that's because you are looking at it in a three-dimensional way. The people that are going to let this go out, obviously they're going to try and capitalize on it in some way. And they know how to manipulate people through the media to get them all riled up over the superficial part of it, which is, he's gay. Oh, you know, paying off a guy for whatever. And they'll blow that up into the Hastert Gate or something, you know, that they'll call it. When in reality, what you're pointing out is the real story, which is government taking advantage of those things in order to manipulate what happens in government by putting screws to somebody.
Yeah, well, the secret government, the shadow government, the puppet, whatever it is. But that's the question I want somebody to dig deeper on, not the stories about how holes came to be in Swiss cheese, although we're going to cover it because we got to do some cheese. I like cheese. My favorite cheese is the organic, did it say Gouda or Gouda? Have you ever had Gouda cheese?
Gouda.
Gouda. Smoked. Gouda. Yeah. Oh my! But when it's really young, organic, you know, I've been to Belgium, I've been to the Netherlands, where it's that they evidently, what I hear, is that they keep all the good stuff for themselves and they export the crap to everywhere else.
You know, all us Americans get the floor cheese,
yeah.
Right?
And it's really, and it's quite good for being the garbage of their cheese. But again, if you're there and you eat it, oh my gosh, it's so good. So if you're a cheesehead and you're not from Wisconsin, or if you are from Wisconsin, you can make a good.
Last hour we did a study on why good looking men get cut more slack by women.
Right, yes.
Which was groundbreaking news there.
By the way, I heard we made my wife laugh doing that story.
Well, that's okay. Well, good. That's what that was. Then we succeeded. At least we made
after
one
she
laugh.
Yes. Yeah, after she corrected me for not knowing what age my son. I knew his age, but I didn't know what grade he's in. Good Lord, forgive me. You know, that's like the difference
science,
between
science is not going to let us down this hour. Science has finally discovered, because we've all been wondering, why does Swiss cheese have holes in it? You know what they discovered?
Yeah, I really was not wondering, nor did I care. But okay, go ahead. What did we discover? What did they discover?
Found out the whole reason for holes in Swiss cheese is Fat Albert.
What? Fat Albert? You can't do that.
Yeah, now no, Fat Albert. Fat Albert actually knew the answer to this years ago.
How did he know the answer to this years ago?
Well, what has he always said, right?
Hey. Yeah, okay, hay dust, right? They say it's hay dust. Really? Hay dust? It can't be just like little gaseous emissions with it. No, it's got to be hay dust.
Apparently it's hay dust. And
hay dust. What did you say about the horse? What was the horse joke?
Oh, well, you want me to tell it, really?
Yeah, what was that horse joke you said?
All right. Well, you know, do you know what it is that you feed a gay horse?
No, what do you feed a gay horse?
Hey!
Oh, that is so bad. It's so bad. Of course. But, you know, we're really 15 years old at heart, and it's kind of silly, goofy, and funny. Of course, we're going to get probably some hate mail from that one. But, again, go eat some Swiss cheese and leave us alone. We're just having some fun on
the air.
Yeah, you can send it to Hoofnagel. Hoofnagel will tear you a new. Never mind. Oh, my gosh, what a day, what a show. If you missed anything, the archives are available through Natural News Radio, of course, our syndicator GCN. UK Health Radio rebroadcasts us, Epic Times, Jerry Doyle, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and anybody else I've forgotten. Thank you for being here. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow. You know what that means. I don't know what that means, but, yeah, I do know what it means. It's intense. It's really intense, good stuff that we bring out that no other broadcast media outlet can do. If they did, they'd hurt themselves. We'd have to come in with some Arnica Montana to help them. All right. Thanks for being here. Super Don. Let's go take a little half a day off now.
I'm on my way.
All right. Remember, folks, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as
little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
Gondek has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.